I'd like to welcome you to our second day of this seminar on prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev. As we discussed yesterday, Nrisimhadev is the very ferocious lion, half man incarnation of Krishna, and he's extremely angry because he has just killed one of the most torturous demons in the universe, Hiranyakashipu, who was torturing his devotee son, who is only 5 years old, trying to kill him. He's very angry and nobody can pacify him except Prahlad Maharaj. So yesterday we studied a chart. It looks like this if you have it. If you don't, please share. You can bring some charts in if you have them. And raise your hand if you don't have it. You can give some here to people who don't have it. One on this side. We need one copy, two copies, three copies of. Raise your hand over here on this, in the front here. In the front. And in the back, we need two more. And then, we need about seven copies of everything. Some of you may have to share. Maybe 10 copies of everything. Yeah, you can go over there and get your copies. I think some of you may have to share. So we have this chart, and yesterday we went through this chart. On the left you see a number, that's the verse number of the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, and on the right you have the topic. So yesterday we discussed Prahlad's humility and reasons why he was confident that the Lord would accept his prayers, although he was not qualified to pray. And this is the chart you have here. It looks like this, with many numbers on one side. It looks like this. You don't have it, so share with your next door neighbor. If you don't have it, then you have to share, and then make some more charts, please. So he had confidence that he could pray. He pacified the Lord. He was fearless of the Lord's fierce form as a lion, but he was still afraid of bad association, and he asked the question, "When will you call me to your lotus feet?" So yesterday we had some homework that please listen for the call of Krishna. How is Krishna calling you? Now, did anybody do that homework? Did anybody hear the call of Krishna? Yes, you did. How is Krishna calling you? Okay. You lost $1,000. And that's how Krishna was calling you, because then you had to remember him. Okay, he was calling you to big surrender. Please make 10 more copies of everything. Okay, anybody else hear the call of Krishna yesterday? You have to share with whoever you can. We're going to bring more copies soon, hopefully. Yes, you heard the call? What's that? Oh, you're going to be leaving. Okay, you heard, you had to stay here. That was the call of Krishna for you. Yesterday, yeah, I had the call of Krishna yesterday because I was in the ocean and the current was taking me away from the shore. And fortunately, I was carrying my Giriraj around my neck. And I said, okay, Giriraj, we have to go back to the shore now. And you know how the current takes, you know, before you know it. Before I knew it, I couldn't touch the bottom. And so a big wave came and took us to shore. Fortunately, I'm here with you today to tell the story. And today I asked the lifeguards, now what happens if I get caught? What should I do if I get caught in the current? And they said, you just float and put your hand up. So I said, okay, today I know what to do. Yesterday I had to depend on Krishna. And he saved me. Yeah, okay, so this was our homework for yesterday, to hear the call of Krishna. Now, we also heard about surrender. Yes, oh no, that's today, sorry. How the remedies of this world are useless without Krishna's help. And now, today, we're going to try to go from verse 20 to verse 36 in about a half an hour, which is, I need an hour and a half, but that's okay. Krishna's time, so let's see if he can expand our time within this half an hour. So you have your chart here. We're going to do verse 20, and we're also going to sing it. So hopefully you can find it in your many, many pages. You have some verses here, and you have to look for a number 20 in your verses. It looks like this on your page. Actually, it's at the bottom of your page. And if you don't have it, then please share it with somebody if you can. Otherwise, you just listen happily. And it's verse 20. It's at the bottom of a page, of one of your pages. And we will try and sing it together if you can find it. It goes from the bottom of one page to the top of another page. So trying to be helpful here. So verse 20. I'll sing one line, you repeat. Yasmin yato yagi yena chayasya yasma. Yasmin yato yagi yena chayasya yasma. Yasma yata yata yasta paro paro va. Yasma yata yata yasta paro paro va. Bhava karoti vikaroti pita sabha. From the greatest personality, Lord Brahma, down to the small ant, works under the influence of these modes. Therefore, everyone in this material world is influenced by your energy. The cause for which they work, the place where they work, the time when they work, the matter due to which they work, the goal of life they have considered final, and the process for obtaining this goal, all are nothing but manifestations of your energy. Indeed, since the energy and energetic are identical, all of them are but manifestations of you. So what this means is that there are so many Sanskrit words, they all start with a Y, and they all refer to Krishna. It means at any time of your life, Krishna is there. You have to see Krishna in any condition. And because of anything, it's Krishna at any time. And if it's by something, it's by Krishna. If it's a relation with anyone, it's Krishna. So everything is being done by Krishna. How Krishna is everything. How to see Krishna? Prahlad saw Krishna in the pillar of the palace. So these verses are to help us to see Krishna everywhere. And the next few verses are about surrender to Krishna. And why should we surrender to Krishna? Why is Krishna telling us in Bhagavad Gita, surrender to me? Why should we? We will hear in the next few verses. Prahlad will tell us. I will summarize them for you, because we don't have so much time. So verse 21, the summary is that the Lord, he says, expanding your portion, you have created our bodies through the external energy agitated by time. So the mind entangles us. Who can get free without shelter at your lotus feet? So this is about our mind. Our mind has so many desires. And our mind is trapping us every day with newer and newer desires. And that's why we should surrender to Krishna. Mind is very, very strong. And our mind is very strong. Does anybody have that experience where your mind controls you and you do things you don't really want to do? Oh, you do. Oh, at such a young age, huh? Okay, well, good luck the rest of your life. Yes, but chanting Hare Krishna, we will control the mind. Have faith, don't worry. So, the mind problem. That's why we should surrender. First reason in your chart, hopeless entanglement without Krishna's shelter. Number verse 22, we're being crushed by time. Prahlad says, these material qualities are under your control. Time is you. But I am being crushed by time. Anybody have this experience? Being crushed by time. So I surrender to you, Prahlad says. Time is crushing. Even in a very young age, you may get crushed by time. You may feel that. When I was, that will be the next verse. Verse 23 is very interesting because it talks about Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad's father. When my father was angry and he left at the demigods, they were vanquished seeing the movements of his eyebrows. But he was so powerful, he's vanquished by you within a moment. You know what that means? In a moment, everything could be finished. And I had this experience. Have you heard of Christchurch, New Zealand? You know what happened there? Earthquake. We saw a video of the earthquake. Somebody took a video. You see the whole... Now, if you need more, raise your hand if you need some papers. We got some more here, okay? Over there, over here, one, two, three. Three on the ladies' side, two on the men's side. The chart. They need the chart over here. Yeah. Okay. Keep your hand up. If you need some papers, raise your hand. Raise your hand here. So many. Yeah. Okay. The chart he wants. And I think this brahmachari doesn't have papers also. I think you better keep at the computer, keep printing papers. We need to, I think see five more people need. Are you out of paper? Okay. Are you gonna share? The printer has run out of? Toner, okay. So you have to share. Sorry. We need toner for the printer. Okay. So find someone who has a chart, if you don't have one, and good luck. We're in verse 23, how everything is finished in a second. So that's another reason why we should surrender to Krishna, because it can be finished. I was in Christchurch year before last, and there was I experienced one earthquake. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden there was a huge bang. And my first thought was, my computer's going to fall on the floor. But then I started chanting Hare Krishna, and my computer was saved, and I was saved, and it didn't happen again. But then last year I was there, and I was staying with a family with four children. And then I heard this, a lot of noise. I said, these children are really making a lot of noise upstairs, running across the floor. But then the whole house started to shake back and forth. And I realized it wasn't the children, it was the earthquake. And so I got up and I saw everyone was at the computer, because the game is in Christchurch, that what is the magnitude of the earthquake? We will all guess, and then we'll check the computer to see. And so they guessed, I said, what was it? 4.7, they said. It was 4.7 on the scale, so. Yes, but in Christchurch, everyone has this feeling that it's so temporary. And if you drive on the streets of that place, like the whole business district was finished in 45 seconds. The whole thing came crashing down. When I was there, I saw, you know, they have a few tall buildings still standing, but they look like they're under construction, but they're taking them down, and they're calling it deconstruction. Deconstruction. And so you go in the streets, if you go driving, then you see the speed limit, 40, temporary, 50, temporary, everything's temporary. And they really, you have that feeling, it's real temporary over there. Because they're going to build the city, and then they'll make the permanent so-called speed limit. But actually, it's all temporary. And even people have their shops. Here's our address, temporary, because they have the shops are going to be torn down, and they're going to make a lot of fire stations and hospitals and things. So you really get the sense. And before I went, there was such a beautiful place with the best water, purest air in Christchurch. And then when I came back, it was like all finished. It's so that's why we should surrender to Krishna, because it's so temporary. You can finish in a second. So here we have reasons on our chart. Reasons to surrender are being crushed by time. Everything's finished in a second. And the conclusion is verse 24. The how to surrender, Prahlad Maharaj says, I have experience. You don't have this verse, so no need to look for it. I have experience of this world, all this opulence, mystic power. It's finished. As powerful time, you destroy them all. So I don't want them. I just beg you, please give me the association of your pure devotee and let me serve him as a servant. So that is his conclusion. Okay, if everything's temporary, if everything's finished in a second, if everything is you're being crushed by everything, what to do? Serve the devotee. Why serve the devotee? Because he's more merciful than Krishna. So Prabhupada, we had that experience. Prabhupada was more merciful than Krishna. Does anybody know how Prabhupada was more merciful than Krishna? Who can give me a way that he was more merciful than Krishna? Yes? Okay, women, he accepted women. Okay, and here we have all the examples. Yes. Okay, Lord Chaitanya and Krishna stayed in India. Prabhupada went all over the world, to the mlechas, to the yavanas. He was more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Yes.
He said he had a backdoor key.
He had the backdoor key to back to Godhead. So, if you want to go to Krishna Loka, the first thing they're going to ask you is, who sent you? Who do you know up here? So if you drop Prabhupada's name, then you'll get in. Just drop Prabhupada's name and keep with Prabhupada in this life. Don't jump anywhere. So that's why he's more merciful than Krishna. And verse 25 says that, in this world everyone wants some future happiness, like a mirage in the desert. You have a big desert here in Australia, right? I don't know the name of it, but... great? Okay. All right, I can't hear very well, but that's okay. You all know what the name of it is. Except for me, everyone knows. So you have a big desert. So suppose you're in that desert, and you see in the middle of the desert a beautiful palm trees and a lake and grass. It's a mirage. It's not going to be there. So here we are in this world, and we're seeing a beautiful place to enjoy. But actually, it's a mirage, because the closer you get, it keeps going ahead. It goes ahead of you. You don't really get it. You don't really catch it. It's very hard. It's very illusory enjoying this world. So Prahlad says, as for this body, what is its value? It's a source of disease. And when you get old, you'll understand this one. The so-called philosophers, scientists, and politicians know this very well, but they aspire for temporary happiness. Happiness is difficult to obtain, but because they cannot control their senses, they run after the happiness of the material world, never come to the right conclusion. All right, so here's another reason why to surrender. Because there's no happiness here. You won't get happiness. So you will get happiness if you surrender to Krishna. Mahabharata, Yudhisthira Maharaj was asked the question, what is the news of this world? And Maharaj Yudhisthira said, the news is that this world is like a frying pan, and we're all being fried in that frying pan of this material world. And some of us are fried, and some of us are well done. And when you get old, you're well done in the frying pan. And the cook, and guess who is the cook of this frying pan, of this, Maya? Not exactly. Who is the cook of this? Time is the cook. Time is cooking us, taking away our days and nights, bringing us closer to death. So therefore, we should surrender to Krishna, because he will protect us. He says in Gita, I'll protect you from time. Because he is time, so he can protect us. He'll protect us from time. Now, verse 26 tells a very positive. Now, we heard all the negative reasons why we should surrender. There's no happiness. It's all temporary. Let's hear a positive reason why we should surrender to Krishna. And that is verse 26. And you don't have it. No need to. I'll tell you when to look. 27 is your next one. So don't worry about your verses yet. But we do have it. If you have a chart, then you can follow. In 26, we're going to get causeless mercy if we surrender. So Prahlad got it. He said, "Oh my Lord, because I was born in a family full of hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my petition? And what is to be said of your causeless mercy, which is never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Goddess of Fortune Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it upon mine." So, actually 28 is when we're going to get together. So I'm going to tell you about 26. What happened, if you weren't here yesterday, you didn't hear this part of the story. When the small boy came in front of the lion, Nrisimhadev, who was roaring like anything and very angry, Nrisimhadev picked up Prahlad. He stopped roaring and he put him on his lap and he put his hand on Prahlad's head. Now, we can expect that if we surrender to Krishna, Lord Nrisimhadev will put his hand on our head and we will be protected forever. Lord Nrisimhadev is very kind. If you go to Mayapur, you'll see. Although he looks very ferocious, but for the devotees, he's like a gentle father. We feel his protection. We feel if we go and see him. So you can get more mercy than Lakshmi, more mercy than Shiva, more mercy than Brahma, if you surrender to Krishna. So Lakshmi, if you go to Vrindavan, Lakshmi is there. Now generally, if you see Lakshmi in the temple, she's like this. She's giving, everyone is begging some benediction from Lakshmi. She's like this, she's giving it. People are worshipping and she's giving, but not in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the other side of the Jamuna, there's a temple of Lakshmi. She's not like this, she's like this. She's begging benediction. She's doing austerities since millions of years, trying to get on the other side of Jamuna to join Krishna's Rasalila dance. But so far, she hasn't succeeded. And now this time of year, it's very cold in Vrindavan, and all the Brijvasis, they make khichdi, and they take it over to Lakshmi, because she's only eating khichdi, she's doing austerities. And they give her the benediction. She's begging benediction from the Brijvasis, "Please help me come over on your side and be with Krishna." So the Brijvasis go and they give benediction to Lakshmi, and they feed her khichdi. She's like in a yoga posture and begging. So if you surrender to Krishna, you'll be on this side of the Jamuna where the Rasalila takes place. And you can even perhaps go and give benediction to Lakshmi. And this time, now in January, they all go over on Thursday. On Thursdays they go over. They have a huge festival and everyone gets khichdi from Lakshmi. So these are all the reasons why we should surrender. In verse 27, it's explained, according to our level of surrender, that's how much mercy we will get. So Prahlad says, "Unlike an ordinary living entity, my Lord, you do not discriminate between friends and enemies, favorable and unfavorable, because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service, exactly as a desire tree delivers fruits according to one's desires and makes no distinction between lower and higher." So if you surrender to Krishna, you become superior, Prabhupada says. If you don't surrender, then you're inferior. And if you surrender to Krishna, then he watches everything that you do. Prabhupada said, you see, he's playing the flute, but he can see with his fingers also what you're doing. So you can't get away with anything with Krishna. So verse 28, again, we're going to hear about serving the servant of Krishna. Now, you should have this paper. It looks like kind of like this. It's verses in Sanskrit, and you have to look for verse 28. And if you don't have it, You may not have it, so you need to share with somebody. You found verse 28 on your paper. Got it. You got it on your book. Okay. So 28, try to find it. We're going to sing it together. And this is about being the servant of the servant of Krishna. I'll sing one line and you repeat after me. Evam janani patitam bhavahi kupe. Evam janani patitam bhavahi kupe. Kama pikama manuya papatam prasangat. Kama pikama manuya papatam prasangat. Kriva masasara shina bhagavan krihita. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Very important verse. Prahlad Maharaj, he was face to face with the Supreme Lord. And he did not say, okay, here I am with you. What service can I do for you? No. He said, I want to serve your servant. Even though he was right in front and he could have said, okay, here I am, I'm in, you know, Goloka, or whatever, the Shingaloka. Let me do some service for you. No, he said, I will serve your servant. He said, I was falling in a well of snakes. So we are in this material world, we're in a well of snakes. Who knows what are these snakes that bite us? What are the snakes? Anarthas? Something more on the gross level? Now you got the subtle, that's good. What's on the gross level? That's still subtle. False ego, subtle. Body, you're getting closer.
Senses.
The senses are the snakes. They bite. That your tongue, your eyes, your ears, they bite you. Yes, they bite. And so we've fallen into a well of snakes following everybody else in this world. But your servant has saved me, Narada Muni. So that's why he wants to serve Narada. I'll tell you a story about, I live in Vrindavan, and recently, one of our devotees, who was not a Prabhupada disciple, she left her body in Vrindavan. I think it was last year, Kartik. Her name was Nanda, Nanda Devi. She came to Vrindavan 20 years ago to die. But she, it took her 20 years to die. Vrindavan happens. Another one just died this year, and he came 16 years ago to die in Vrindavan with a brain tumor, and it took him 16 years. So anyway, she left her body, but before she left her body, she had a beautiful vision of Srila Prabhupada. She says, this is not a Prabhupada disciple. I think her guru was Hridayananda Maharaj. I think some of you have him for a guru. So what she saw was she was walking on the path back to Godhead with Srila Prabhupada. And on both sides of the path, people were criticizing, saying, oh, she's not qualified to go back to Godhead. She is born in a Mlecha family. She was sick 20 years. She couldn't follow the rules and regulations properly. They were just all criticizing on both sides of the path. And Prabhupada turned to them and he said, it's all right. She's with me. And they all started praying, praising her and praying and saying, please give us the blessings. You know. So Prabhupada's with us. You don't have to be a Prabhupada disciple. He's with us. If you follow him, if you follow his instructions, servant of the servant, if you be the servant of Srila Prabhupada, servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada, you'll go back to Godhead. Now, I would like to ask you Why is it better to be servant of the servant than to serve Krishna directly? We have one reason already, that he's more merciful than Krishna. Okay, another reason? What? Okay, the grandfather's more merciful than the father. Another reason? Yes? He can guide us. Yes? Krishna says, if you're a devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. And if you just say you're my devotee, you're not. Okay? Yes?
Krishna is actually looking to serve the devotees as well. And therefore, if you are taking his position, he likes you.
Yeah, okay, Krishna wants to serve devotees, so if you're serving devotees, you're helping Krishna in his service. Alright, yes?
We're not purified enough to directly serve him.
Okay, we're not purified enough to directly serve, so that's why it's better to be servant of the servant. Okay, any other reason why? Yes?
I can't hear.
Okay, we're more qualified to serve the devotee. Good, good. Any other reasons? Yes?
Yeah. I thought it's safe because if we actually can't live for confidence.
Humility, are you saying?
Yeah, it's safe to be.
Yeah, okay, it's safe to follow the devotee. Yes, it's a safe thing to do.
You can see them in person.
You can see them. You can see Krishna, the devotee in person. Very good. Makes it easier sometimes if you're serving. Okay, any other reasons why it's better to serve the servant of Krishna? I'll tell you some more reasons that I heard in other classes. That if you serve the servant, then you have a lot of you have your guru, then you've got Prabhupada giving you mercy, then Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod, so many are going to give you mercy, the whole parampara. So you get so much more mercy if you serve the servant. That's another reason. Another reason is that Krishna is pleased when you serve the servant. As Prabhupada says, we should become the dog of the devotee, and Krishna will be pleased. Okay? And in the next verse, we're going to hear another interesting reason why we should serve the servant. Why is it better? In verse 29, if you see on your chart, you can follow along if I find my chart. No, I've lost my chart. Okay, I'm still looking. Here we go. Verse 29. Why is it better? Because the Lord upholds the devotee's words. If a devotee says something, it must come true. So, I'll read you the verse, and I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to ask you a question. My Lord, you have killed my father, Hiranyakashipu, and saved me from his sword. Now, you don't have this. He has said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. So, how did the Lord proved true the words of which devotee did the Lord prove true the words in killing Hiranyakashipu? There was some devotee who gave some words, and Lord Nrisingadev proved those words true by killing Hiranyakashipu. Yes. Lord Brahma, very good. Lord Brahma made so many conditions, and he fulfilled all those. Now, in protecting Prahlad, which devotee's words did he keep true? So in protecting Prahlad, there was another devotee who gave some promise. Who? Arjuna, this is in relation to Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, that's true, that my devotee shall never be vanquished, but this is in regards to Prahlad Maharaj and protecting Prahlad Maharaj. There is in Prahlad's Leela, in the Shinga Leela, there was somebody who said that Prahlad will always be protected. He will never be Narada Muni. Who said that? Very good. Narada Muni. Yes. Narada Muni promised Prahlad's mother that Prahlad will always be protected. So in killing Hiranyakashipu, saving Prahlad, he upheld the words of his devotee. Prabhupada said a very interesting thing about this. If the servant says something even if it's wrong, Krishna has to uphold it. So if the devotee says something wrong, pure devotee, Krishna has to uphold it. Isn't that interesting? So, yes. And Prabhupada also said in his lecture on the service, if the servant of Krishna says, I'll take you to Krishna Loka, you must go. Even Krishna cannot do that. And there's an example. When I was in India, in Bombay, Juhu, there was one man, Mr. Sethi. We used to live, when I came to Juhu, it was extreme conditions. Maybe you were at yesterday's little program. The Vanaprastas were talking about the extreme conditions. And yeah, I could, you know, be out there saying the same things. So when we arrived in Bombay, the men were living in a hut, and the hut was very austere. There were rats running up the top of the roof, and they were falling in the prasad. It was my first day in India, and I was looking at the rats running above me, and I was saying, I hope he doesn't fall on my plate. And then, lo and behold, he fell in somebody else's plate, and I was very happy. I shouldn't have been, I know, but I was very happy the rat didn't fall on my plate. And the ones whose plate he fell on was the devotee who was protecting the deities that night. The deities were in a tent, and some thieves had come and stolen their jewelry and flute that night, their crowns and flute. So I guess that was the reaction that he got, you know, this rat fell on his plate. But anyway, very austere. The men had a hut, the women had no roof. We were on the roof of a building in the middle of summer in Bombay. So in Juhu, Bombay, that was our condition. We had no place to stay. We were living on the land, and the temple was not there, and we were struggling. So this man, Mr. Sethi, was a life member, and he built rooms for all of us on top of the tenants' buildings in back of the land. And one day he went to see Srila Prabhupada covered with dust and concrete, and Prabhupada looked at him and he said, just as you are building rooms for my devotees, Krishna is building your room in Goloka Vrindavan. And then Mr. Sethi said to him, oh, but Srila Prabhupada, I'm very sinful. I'm not qualified to go back to Godhead. He was still drinking tea. He never took initiation from Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada said, that I will see that you go back to Godhead. So he left his body, and we know where he went. Back to Godhead, this man, very devoted man. He was very devoted to serving the devotees. Even after Prabhupada left, he would have dreams of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would say, oh, my devotees in Chandigarh, they need a bathroom, and he would go up to Chandigarh and make a bathroom. He was into construction. So that's why we should be servant of the servant, that actually, Krishna, many reasons, he will uphold the words of the devotee. Now our last few verses I'll summarize. They're all about creation, and I'm sure you've heard it many, many times about creation. Verse 30, anytime anybody prays in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have to talk about creation. So Prahlad is no exception. And his first prayer is about how the Lord is here before, in the middle, and after. And his second prayer is about how the Lord is the seed of this universe. Now, here we're surrounded by trees. Now, you see the tree, but you don't see the seed. After you put the seed in, it transforms into a tree. So, we don't see the seed of this universe. Of course, he doesn't transform, but actually in one sense he does. This whole universe is his universal form. So it transforms. It's all connected to Krishna. As I gave a class, I think, yesterday morning, how everything in creation is part of his body. It's all cells of his body. We are cells of his body. But he is the seed, and he is the heart. He is the super soul. So then in verse 31, the seed and the tree, verse 32, how he's sleeping in yoga nidra on this, Sheshanaga. And you know, what Prabhupada said, a very interesting thing, that we like to go into the pool or into the ocean and go on a floaty. But that all came from Mahavishnu on Anantashesh. It all started with that. he has this big floating in the causal ocean of Sheshanaga. And that's where we get the idea of going and floating on a floaty. And because he likes to do that too. He likes to float. And he's having fun. I was reading Krishna book, and it was talking about Mahavishnu. Krishna and Arjuna were going to visit him. And it was describing there was a hurricane brewing. Like here we have hurricanes made of clouds and thunder and lightning and water and wind. And there, it was a different kind of hurricane. Srila Prabhupada said there was a hurricane of transcendental effulgence brewing. So there's a Brahman hurricane up there where Mahavishnu was living. If you can imagine a hurricane of Brahman. Anyway, you have to go there, I guess, to see it, to believe it. Yes, a hurricane of Brahman. Here we have other kinds of hurricanes. So yeah, it happens even there, and that's where these hurricanes come from. These storms come from there. They have their storms, they have their floaties, and we have our floaties. And yes, we have to go back to Godhead to see all these wonderful things. But here Prahlad is helping us to visualize what's going on in the creation. And after he creates, then of course at the end of the day he goes to sleep, and then again in the beginning of the day Brahma comes out again, and he starts the creation of this world from his navel, the lotus flower. And when Brahma woke up, what do you think he saw when he woke up in the morning? Does anybody know? What did Brahma see?
Darkness,
yeah. Complete black. Like here, if you go out for Mangalarti and you start walking without a torch, sometimes complete black. Just imagine, you wake up, everything's black, and you have to create the universe. So that was Brahma's situation. So therefore, in the heart, Krishna helped him, and he told him the words tapa, and he was able to create. So then what happened next? He went on the lotus flower, he did austerities, and he saw the Lord spread throughout his body and throughout the whole universe. And then he started to worship the Supreme Lord. So your homework for tomorrow is to, this is all the verses we've done today, is to try to do some service for the servant of Krishna. Before tomorrow morning, the next class is tomorrow morning, Bhagavatam class time. So try to do some service for the servant of Krishna. You've only got a few hours left. So try to do that. And we have one more thing I'd like to do. And this is the prayer. Now, I don't know if you have this sheet. It's called Prayers. There's one prayer I'd like to sing with all of you to end this lecture today. It's just a one page, and it says prayers on the top. I don't know if you have it. Good luck if you do, and otherwise share if you have it. And we're going to sing the bottom prayer. It's a prayer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's showing how Lord Chaitanya is everything. And we'll just sing one line, little part of it at a time. We'll go to the bottom of, in the middle of the page, sort of, where it has like one line at a time. I'll say one line and you repeat after me. Gora sach charitam mitam mitasiti niti. Gora charitam mitam. Lord Gaura is a nectar reservoir of divine nectarian pastimes. Goram sadaiva stute. I always chant the glories of Gaura. Gaurena pratitam rahasya bhajanam. I'll say this one. The most esoteric form of worship root of the gopis was preached by Gaura. Gauraya sarvam tade. I offer everything unto Gaura. Gaura rasti kripalara tanaparo. Gaura rasti kripalara tanaparo. Other than Gaura, there is no one in this world is merciful. Gaura syavritya bhavam. Gaura syavritya bhavam. I will become the servant of Lord Gaura. Gore Gauravam Acharami.
Gore Gauravam Acharami.
I act in reverence centered on Gora. Bhagavan Gora Prabharakshamam.
Bhagavan Gora Prabharakshamam.
O Gora Prabhu, O Supreme Lord, please protect me. So I'll read the bottom translation. Now these are all the cases of Sanskrit and how they relate to Lord Chaitanya. I pray to Sriman Gaurang Mahaprabhu, whose ecstatic transcendental pastimes are like a river of nectar. Gora has given the path of confidential devotional service. I will completely surrender to Gora. Is there anyone more merciful than Gora? May my Lord Gora protect me. Okay? So we'll stop here. If you have any questions at this time, you can ask. We have some time left before our tea. 7 minutes. Yes.
When we read the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj,
right,
it's very, very encouraging to understand how pure devotees are protected.
How pure devotees are protected.
But it's also the case that, I mean, in my current state, it's just next to impossible to reach the state of Prahlad Maharaj.
Yes.
He underwent so much of tortures and he was still happily remembering Vishnu.
Okay, so for us it's difficult to reach the state of Prahlad Maharaj, who underwent so much torture but was still faithful, and yes, we are in between. Yes. Do we have any hope at all? Yes. So at yesterday's lecture at the beginning, I was explaining that Hiranyakashipu represents all the demoniac qualities. Prahlad represents all the divine, and we are in between. We have some divine and some demoniac qualities. But the wonderful thing is that Prahlad is speaking for us who are born in this material world without any hope. And he's trying to give us hope. His first few prayers, which we talked about yesterday, were to give us confidence that yes, no matter who we are, we can approach the Lord. Even animals, Gajendra, they can approach, what to speak. We're human beings. We have more qualification than the elephant did, than the monkeys do. And so yes, and the Lord accepted them, and monkeys, the elephants, because of their devotion. All we need is devotion, that's all. Money, none of these things impress the Lord. Just our sincere devotion, our hope against hope, that we will get the mercy and please accept my service, what I'm trying to give you. So his prayers are giving us hope, actually, that there is no qualification. In fact, even today is even better. We can serve the servant and he will take us to Krishna. He will help us so much. So this is our hope, that we can please the servant of Krishna, servant of the servant of Krishna. And they will help us very much. Any other questions? Well, we did the impossible. We did so many verses and we finished ahead of time. I can't believe it. Okay. Well, tomorrow's our next class. If anybody is coming to tomorrow morning's class, you can keep your papers. If you are not coming, please return the papers. And we'll give them to people who will be in tomorrow's class, because we do have a limited number of papers now. And the prayer, anyone who has the prayer, you can keep it, because we don't need that for tomorrow. But the chart and the verses, you please return. Or if you are coming to tomorrow's class, then you can keep it. And we will finish the seminar tomorrow morning at 7:30 in the morning at Srimad Bhagavatam class time. Okay, no questions? No comments? Everybody is confident of the protection? Everyone wants to surrender now? Are you convinced that it's good to surrender? We have all these reasons here. If you have your chart, we have all the reasons why we should surrender to Krishna. And if you're not going to use the papers, please pass them forward and we will keep them and give them out to people who are coming tomorrow to class. Yeah. Okay? Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Prahlad Maharaj and Shingadev Ki. Jai.